The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka and Manisha Tank with you. You know, when it comes to Brexit, the most confusing part that you may have come across is actually one of the biggest sticking points. The Irish backstop. That's between the Republic of Ireland, which is part of the EU, Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
Yeah, it's a really complicated issue. And overnight, the current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, delivered his new Brexit proposals to the EU. And that includes plans to replace the Irish backstop with his slogan, not surprisingly, Get Brexit Done.
Well, the alternative plan outlines that Northern Ireland could stay in the European single market for goods, but leave the customs union, which means you're looking at new customs checks.
Yeah, but it's complicated. Anyway, take a listen to Boris Johnson explaining the basics behind the plan.
We must have a new relationship with the EU, a positive and confident partnership, and we can do it. And today in Brussels, we are tabling what I believe are constructive and reasonable proposals, which provide a compromise for both sides. We will, under no circumstances, have checks at or near the border in Northern Ireland. We will respect the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement. And by a process of renewable democratic consent by the Executive and the Assembly of Northern Ireland, we will go further and protect the existing regulatory arrangements for farmers and businesses on both sides of the border. And at the same time, we will allow the UK, whole and entire, to withdraw from the EU with control over our own trade policy from the start. We will protect our precious union between Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he was speaking at the Conservative Party conference late yesterday evening.
Yeah, it sounded like he was banging the desk there a bit as well.
He probably was.
Yeah, the European Commission said that there had been progress, but problems remained. But the Prime Minister hopes that the EU can see that the UK has made a compromise. So
he's kind of saying right now that the ball is in the EU's court.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a compromise by the UK, and I hope very much that our friends understand that and compromise in their turn. Because if we fail to get an agreement because of what is essentially a technical discussion on the exact nature of future customs checks, when that technology is improving the whole time, then let us be in no doubt, conference, of what the alternative is. The alternative is no deal. And that is not an outcome we want. It is not an outcome we seek at all. But let me tell you, my friends, it is an outcome for which we are ready.
So he's saying the only alternative is no deal. He said that for a long time now.
Yes. Restating the point, and it was even more effective with the echo in the room as well. To get some analysis on this, we have on the line Mark Worthington. He's Managing Director of Clarico Communications and used to be, once upon a time, the BBC's Northern Ireland correspondent, so he gets a handle on this kind of thing. Boris was pretty vague on a plan, so what do you make of what we're hearing and indeed the vagueness of it all?
Well, this was a much anticipated speech, delivered in true Boris style, but largely devoid of detail, really, on what he says is his last-ditch attempt to get a deal. I heard a member of his cabinet say afterwards it was entirely natural that the detail was delivered directly to the EU and not shared first in a public forum. But this is a hugely complex and divisive issue, where the sticking points and delays have been all about the detail. And if this is a workable compromise acceptable to Ireland and the EU, well, there's no substance now to suggest that. What's clear is that they won't accept a half-baked idea just to do a deal. They'll examine it objectively, they say. But if they say no, well, a no-deal Brexit looks increasingly likely.
Mark, we've all been here before. Help me out. How is this different to the previous deal that Theresa May brought to the table, if at all it is different?
If you listen to Boris Johnson, he'll tell you that his deal is very different. He's called Theresa May's deal and the backstop arrangement it contains anti-democratic. It's inconsistent with the sovereignty of the UK, he says. It gives no say to the people of Northern Ireland and no means for the UK to exit the EU unilaterally. So what's different here? Well, Boris Johnson says his deal will allow whole and entire the UK to withdraw from the EU and at the same time to protect its own trade policy. In some ways, the holy grail that everyone's been looking for. And what do we know about the detail, though? Well, all we've heard is that there will be no checks near the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, and that the EU will have to compromise its position in order to accept this. The rest, well, it's a mystery that's been met with a reasonable degree of scepticism. And it's hard to see how it can be a magic solution to what's been for many months now a seemingly unresolvable impasse.
Mark, you spent time as in Northern Ireland as a correspondent. Just remind us of the complexity of the situation.
It's extremely difficult, I think, for anyone who hasn't spent a considerable amount of time in Northern Ireland to really grasp the complexity of the situation. This was a country and an area of Europe that was ravaged by war, by unrest, by bombs and bullets and countless deaths. This was a place where the ability to move across the border was about far more than convenience, where checkpoints were seen to signify oppression, and where that freedom of movement is seen as a key component of the peace deal that has brought a much more peaceful state to Northern Ireland. The issue here is that to see checkpoints going up again is not about how easy it is to move goods or people across the border. It's about sovereignty. It's about sacrifice. And it's that kind of emotion that makes this such a difficult issue to solve, and one that it's very hard to see being solved by some kind of magic solution.
We've been speaking with Mark Worthington, Managing Director of Clerical Communications. Mark, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.